Good evening. This is Shubhashachi Bhattacharya with Regional News. Indian Home Minister Amit Shah today chaired a high-level meeting regarding the Indus-Water Treaty of 1960 with Pakistan at his residence in New Delhi. India suspended the Indus-Water Treaty in the wake of the Pahalgam terror attack. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar, Union Jal Shakti Minister C.R. Patil and senior government officials attended the meeting. Earlier, Home Minister Shah spoke to all chief ministers, asking them to identify all Pakistani nationals in their states. Sources said Mr. Shah asked the chief ministers to take steps to ensure their prompt return to Pakistan. The Ministry of Civil Aviation today informed that 183 passengers through two special flights have safely returned to their homes yesterday. In a statement, the Ministry of Civil Aviation said that two free-of-cost flights were arranged for passengers from Srinagar to Mumbai. The ministry said that the third flight is currently underway, carrying more than 232 citizens, which will reach Mumbai this evening. The Panchayati Raj leaders from the state, including JPCs, GPCs and GPMs, along with officers and State Institute of Rural Development faculty, have successfully completed a 5-day training program on rural governance and cooperation at Tribhuvan Sahakari, Gujarat. While sharing the information in a social media post, Chief Minister Pema Khandu emphasized that the enriching course will further strengthen their understanding of rural governance, cooperative models and participatory development, terming the peer leaders as key pillars for empowering the grassroots institutions, kind of wish them continued learning and impactful leadership as they return to serve the communities with greater vision and knowledge. Deputy Director of Health Services cum State Program Officer Dr. K.T. Mulung has said that 16 out of 27 districts in the state have been declared malaria-free, marking a significant progress in the state's public health achievements. The Deputy Director shared this while addressing the World Malaria Day 2025 event at Nahalagun today. Dr. Mulung commended the tireless efforts of health workers, community volunteers and field staff that have made this possible. He reiterated the department's commitment to achieving a malaria-free Arunachal Pradesh by 2027. Additionally, the East Kameng District Administration organized a bike rally at Sapa today to create awareness regarding malaria. The DNA social media post informed that zero cases of malaria patients have been reported in the last 3 years in the district. The Pura community in New Delhi today celebrated the 20th Central Gumpa Festival. Deputy Commissioner Talu Potam, while gracing the celebration, underscored the local administration's support and recognition of the Pura community's cultural richness. In the meantime, Chief Minister Pema Khandu has also extended his greetings on the joyous occasion to the people of the state, especially the Pura brothers and sisters. The CM in a social media post today said that the Pura community, with its unique cultural heritage and enduring spirit, adds great strength to the rich tapestry of our state. May it bring renewed hope, harmony and happiness to every home, Khandu added. The Arunachal Artist Forum celebrated its 21st Foundation Day and Artist Awards night at Itanagar yesterday. On the occasion, awards were conferred upon the artists for their contribution in various fields in the entertainment industry. The awardees included prominent names like singer late Talut Mize posthumously, Dr. Tony Koyu and others. While addressing the gathering, Secretary IPA Niali Ete suggested AAF to tie up with Satyajit Ray Film and Television Institute to explore more resources. He further informed that the IPR department, along with the tourism department, is exploring avenues to provide market linkage and also framing policies for the benefit of artists in the state. The Indian Meteorological Department has issued an orange alert over East Siang, Lower Dibang Valley, Lohit and Namsai districts of Arunachal Pradesh. These places are very likely to receive thunderstorms with lightning and very heavy rainfall in isolated places over the next 24 hours. The IMD has also issued a yellow alert over 10 districts of Arunachal Pradesh. Additionally, IMD has predicted an increase in the rainfall activity over the state from today until 27th April. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.